Welcome to the Lenten podcast series brought to you by epostle.net. We're so glad you've decided to take this 40-day journey with us. This season, we'll be focusing on the Bazarak. Each podcast will delve into a particular aspect of the divine liturgy. As a listener, you can use these daily messages to meditate on the spiritual significance of the liturgy throughout the week. We hope each podcast provides you with the spiritual nourishment for the soul during your travel through the Lenten season. This podcast is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission.
As we offer our thanksgiving for this divine liturgy, the priest prays to each person of the Holy Trinity. We thank you, O Father Almighty, who did prepare for us the Holy Church as a haven, a temple of holiness, wherein the name of the Holy Trinity is glorified. We thank you, O Christ the King, who did grant unto us life through your life-giving and holy body and blood, vouchsafe unto us forgiveness and your great mercy. We thank you, O Spirit of Truth, who has renewed the Holy Church. Keep her without blemish through the faith in the Trinity forevermore. In this spirit of thanksgiving, the final prayers and requests of the Divine Liturgy are offered. The priest chants the prayer of St. John Chrysostom. It is a chant offered as a wish and a prayer, to which the people respond by praising God and answering, Amen. O Lord, who bless those who bless you, and keep holy those who put their trust in you. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Guard the fullness of the church. Sanctify those who have greeted in love the beauty of your house. Glorify us with your divine power, and do not forsake those who put their trust in you. Grant peace to the whole world, to churches, to priests, to Christian kings, and to their men under arms, and to all your people. For all good gifts and all perfect bounties come down from above and from you, who are the Father of light, and to you is befitting glory, dominion and honor, now and forever, unto the ages of ages. Amen. The response to this prayer and request come in the hymn Yeritzi Anun Diar Mortia, which is sung in a joyful and upbeat manner to reflect the festivity of the moment. Blessed is the Lord's name from this time forth and forevermore, and is repeated three times. Now the priest offers the prayer of completion. Listen carefully to the positioning of Christ in this prayer. You are the perfection of the law and the prophets, O Christ, God, our Savior, who has fulfilled all the economies willed by the Father. Fill us also with your Holy Spirit. Recall the story of the Transfiguration. There on Mount Tabor, Christ radiates the divine light. The essence of God is flowing from him. According to the Gospel account, two people appear at this moment, Moses and Elijah. And the voice of the Father is heard saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Moses and Elijah are the symbols of the law and the prophets. The centrality of Christ in their midst and the Father's command to listen to him sets Jesus Christ apart and as the completion of all. In the same prayer of the priest, note that Christ, who is the completion of the law and the prophets, is presented as Savior, who fulfills the will of the Father and fills us with the Holy Spirit. In other words, the law and the prophets are now fulfilled through Christ, and here in this divine liturgy, Christ is the fulfillment of everything. Is there anything we lack at this point? Is there anything we need? Truly, Gadarumun orinatsan yev markareits, tu es Christos astvads pergichmer. You are the perfection of the law and the prophets. O Christ God, our Savior. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join me again tomorrow as we continue on the Lenten journey into the Divine Liturgy.
Thank you for joining us for the Lenten Journey series. We hope you've been blessed by this podcast. These podcasts and all of our work is made possible through your generosity. Please keep us in your prayers, be mindful of the needs of this ministry, and donate generously. Also, please take a moment to tell your friends and loved ones about epostle.net by sending them a link to our website. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an Expanding and Electronic Universe. For Father Voskin and the Epostle crew, this is Susie inviting you to join us again next time as we continue our series on the Divine Liturgy.